Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time, $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CB Sports Radio. What? Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited. Hey, Shep, I'm excited, man. I can't help myself.
You should always be excited.
I should be. It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Where am I coming to you live from? Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. I'm excited because I just saw Nikola Jokic just destroy a basketball team. Makes me happy, okay? He's a fun guy to watch. Absolutely amazing to watch. Thank you to everybody who's been tuned in to the show. I've been rolling with you for the past 2 hours. I get started every single weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you missed a minute, you can always tune in on the free Odyssey app. You can hit rewind. Thank you to everybody locked in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. Yeah, you could be anywhere in the country. You could be in San Diego. You could be in Las Vegas. You could be in Boston. You could be in Miami. Sorry. You could be here with me in Atlanta. Shout outs to everybody listening in my hometown here on 92.9 The Game. What's up, Chicago? What's up, Detroit? Seattle, Toronto, and, you know, all the best to everybody who's been dealing with the smoke and the Canadian wildfires, whether you're in Canada or whether you're in the northern part of North America or the United States of America, just dealing with the smoke. Oh, my God. We saw some of the photos and the images. It just, it even, let's put it this way. The smoke and the haze that looked like Mars had the mayor of New York City waking up this morning going, what the hell is this? Just quickly, listen to New York City Mayor Eric Adams describe his city.
Went outdoors and basically said, you know, what the hell is this? You know, it was clear there was something different that was happening in the city.
Yeah, what the hell is this? Well, we could also say, what the hell is this to the NBA Finals matchup. And earlier on in the show, we talked about Messi going to Miami. We talked briefly again about LIV Golf and the PGA. We'll hear from Rory McIlroy later on in the show. And then we know that Chris Paul, it looks like his days in Phoenix are numbered. And the Suns don't want to pay this man $30 million a year. Now we have to figure out whether or not he is traded, released, waived, sent to Mars, whatever the case might be. But Chris Paul ain't playing right now. Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray, they are. And tonight the Denver Nuggets beat the Miami Heat. The final score 109-94. Denver takes a 2-1 series lead. And between Murray and Jokic, they did it in historic fashion. Listen to the stat line from Nikola Jokic. 32 points, 21 rebounds, and 10 assists. That has never, that stat line of 30-20-10 has never been done in the NBA Finals, ever. Jamal Murray had a triple-double as well, 34 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. And this combination, Jokic and Murray both having triple-doubles, it's never been done before. 30-point triple-doubles in NBA history. Not in the NBA Finals, not in the playoffs, not in the regular season, not ever. It's kind of crazy. Jimmy Butler having the best game, his best game of the series with 28 points. Bam Adebayo, 22 points and 17 rebounds. This is a huge number. The Denver Nuggets out-rebounded the Miami Heat tonight, 58-33. By the time we got into the second half of this game, it was, yeah, you could call it hanging in there. You never know what'll happen. Somebody goes on a run. It wasn't competitive. It was like the Denver Nuggets had this in the bag. And then everybody in Miami knew as much because they started to leave. Tell me if you've seen that one before. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I want you to hear from Eric Spoelstra. I want you to hear from Mike Malone. I'm going to take some of your calls. And then, of course, I'm going to give you a new top six list because that's what I do. So let's not waste any time. Eric Spoelstra, he just talked about this historic performance between Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic.
It's a great duo. You know, their games really complement each other. You have one guy that's, really can score in a lot of different ways. Another guy who's setting great screens or handoffs. And then if the ball gets back to him, he can get a bunch of people involved.
Yeah, that's Jokic. He just do whatever. 855-212-4CBS. Mike is calling from Maryland.
Hey, JR. I like to talk about the Joker. He doesn't look it, but for an athlete his size, he's in tremendous shape. He's well-conditioned. And every category I look at, passing, great passer. Rebounding, great rebounder. Foul shooter, great foul shooter. Shooting, and he can even hit the three. Great shooter. Defense, he's a good defensive guy. So he's a team man. He's a very complete player. A lot of the big men in the past could not shoot the long ball like he does. So let's see how long, when his career is over. And when the series is over, you get a guy like Pat Riley. He's been around and say, hey, Pat, what do you think of the Joker?
Yeah, well, I think we all know. I think everybody knows he's best. I mean, LeBron James has lauded him. Kevin Durant has lauded it. People are telling the truth about this man right now, and it's taken him to get to an NBA Finals to do so. Hey, Jimmy Butler just spoke, and even though the Miami Heat are now down 2-1, Jimmy Butler says, "Nah, we ain't worried about nothing.
We feel great. We didn't play our best tonight." I feel like we just got to come out with more energy and effort, and that's correctable. That's on us as a group. No X's and O's can fix that. So, come out, dive on the floor, get loose balls, get defensive rebounds, and maybe it would have been a different game.
For three games here, y'all have kind of been chasing and running after them. Why should it change all of a sudden mid-series? I don't know, man. 855-212-4CBS. Jonathan calling from Virginia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Jonathan, quickly.
Hey, thanks, JR. Enjoy the show. You talk about the only person in the finals of 30-20-10. Well, guess what? There are only two players in the playoffs who have done it even once. And you probably know their names, Wilt and Kareem. They each did 30-20-10 once in the playoffs. Jokic, on the other hand, has now done it three times in a single postseason. So what, time will tell where he ranks among the greats, but he's off to a pretty damn impressive start. But the other thing I wanted to ask you, I work in medical. I got called into my work for an emergency case right around the time they were probably doing pregame warmups, missed the entire game. I'm wondering what your assessment of or what the stat line are for Miami's 3 points. Shooting, did Denver improve their three-point defense? Because I think that's a huge key in this series.
Well, Miami went 11 of 35 from deep. That is a 31% clip. Denver actually shot
much
like
worse
garbage
than the previous game. Yeah,
Denver shot like trash from 3 point tonight, but it was really only Jokic and Murray who scored the majority of the offense. They were 5 of 18 from 3 as a team. But Jamal Murray went 3 of 6, and Nikola Jokic went 1 of 2.
and they blazed
around. I'm actually more thinking about how Denver is defending the three-point line, because when you do that effectively against Miami, it takes them out of a big part of their game.
Well, they didn't do that well
in game two.
I had mentioned this. I mentioned this last break. Gabe Vincent was 1 of 6 from deep. He only had 7. Max Strus was 1 of 4 from deep. He only had 3. And Duncan Robinson, who's an excellent three-point shooter, he hit 3 of 6. He hit for 9. And so I don't want to tell you that it was superb Denver defense that stopped Gabe Vincent and Max Strus. I think at the end of the day, these are all players on Miami, and this is why I think Denver is in such a great position, that game to game, you don't know. Gabe Vincent and Max Strus can go on stretches. Same thing with Duncan Robinson. But to think that game to game to game that they're just going to drop an average 20, I think is a misnomer. Hey, Jonathan, thank you for calling from Virginia.
Thank you, man. Keep rocking.
No doubt about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get some more of your calls. The phone lines are certainly open. But this is something that I do every single Wednesday night into Thursday morning. And tonight will be no different, even with the NBA Finals. It will be a truncated version. But I wanted to get this in there. You know, last night we talked about Jacob DeGrom, and we looked at someone who's one of the superstars of Major League Baseball, but unfortunately, he hasn't been healthy enough to even go out there and show his work. And so, real quickly, I want to give you a top 6 list of some of the most injury-prone stars that the sports world has ever seen.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top 6 list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Nikola Jokic is talking to the media right now. We will hear from Nikola Jokic when he finishes up with the media. But right now, a top 6 list. Some of the most injury-prone stars ever. Who's had it? Who didn't have it? Who didn't have a chance? Who didn't even get an opportunity? Let's go backwards. Let's start off with this man right here. Who is he? What's the number?
Number 6.
Hey, it's Bill Walton. You know about Bill Walton. He says all the crazy wild things on television, whether it's a college basketball game or back in the day, the NBA on NBC. Bill Walton is a fun guy. I met Bill Walton. He's a real fun guy. His foot injuries weren't that funny. His back injuries weren't that funny. Missing seasons weren't that funny. I mean, he won a championship with the Blazers and then missed a whole bunch of seasons and then had a chance with the Celtics as a backup. His feet, so bad. Multiple surgeries. His back, more recently, also bad. His back injury was so bad that he told our friend Maggie Gray from here on CBS Sports Radio, back when she was with Sports Illustrated, that his back injury had him contemplating suicide.
It's like anything that's really meaningful and impactful, it's how you're feeling that day. Mm. And when I was lying on that floor and I had nothing and I was gonna kill myself if I had a gun, it just, all these things keep flashing in. And so when I kept telling myself all the time, Maggie, what am I ever gonna do if I get up off this floor? Mm-hmm. It was 46 years ago that I made my first appearance in Sports Illustrated, Faces in the Crowd.
Is that right?
14 individual covers, 3 collage covers, but none of the individual covers after I was 24 years old, which was when the bone in my foot split in half.
Sure.
When I was playing for the Trailblazers and I ill-advisedly took a pain-killing shot before the game.
Hey, look, Bill Walton is a cool-ass dude. I'm telling you that from personal experience, and I'm glad that he's still here, and I hope he's having something very good to smoke on right now. Hey, top 6 list of injury-prone players. What's the next number?
Number 5.
Oh, my God. This is another dude who got championships. See, he's one of the top players that the NBA has ever seen. He's on the top 75. He doesn't say a word. He doesn't speak. He helped deliver a championship to Canada. He's a multiple-time NBA Finals MVP. His name is Kawhi Leonard. Can you believe it? Kawhi Leonard is only 31 years old. Feels like he's been in the NBA forever and been hurt. I mean, since he blew out his quad with the San Antonio Spurs, went to Toronto, won a championship, goes down to Los Angeles, I feel like he's in witness protection. Kawhi Leonard ain't playing more than 50 games a season. How the hell is he ever going to work out? And then even more recently, injured again. We didn't see him to conclude the playoffs. He's hurt again. Ty Lue had to defend him and in his passion and all of this. Listen.
You can't listen to the outside noise, which I never do anyway. But, I mean, he's definitely hurt. Like, he's not, it's not load management where he's taking time off, you know. He's shown, you know, in the past that he's played through injuries in the playoffs. And so if it's something he can't play through, then, you know, it has to be pretty serious. And so, you know, we're not talking about he's sitting out because he's load management or he's tired or nothing like that. Like, it's a actual thing, you know. So what the outside is saying, like, who cares?
Maybe Kawhi Leonard has load managed himself into future injuries, but what do I know? I got Kawhi Leonard at number five because he's won championships, finals MVP. He's accomplished either way. What's the next number?
Number four.
Oh, this really sucks. This was supposed to be one of the heir apparents, of which there were several, to Michael Jordan. This man came out of Detroit. He was hated at Duke. It's Grant Hill, one of the nicest human beings that you will ever meet in your life. Hey, Grant Hill goes to Orlando. Grant Hill gets a gigantic contract leaving Detroit. Grant Hill has an ankle injury. We do not see Grant Hill for years. The Orlando Magic are paying him out of the behind, and unfortunately, he's dealing with an ankle injury that at one point risks and puts his entire health and life at risk. But Grant Hill is able to bounce back. He becomes a great role player for the Phoenix Suns, at one point averaging 15 and 14 points per game on a way to a Western Conference Finals in 2010. Grant Hill was able to turn things around. Did he live up to the superb all-time great category? No, he didn't. But he certainly had a damn good NBA career that most players would be envious of, despite his ankle issues. Hey, Matt Barnes, he recently asked Jerry Stackhouse on All the Smoke about how great and special Grant Hill was.
You get traded, you spoke on it, to Detroit. You teamed up with Grant Hill. For people that don't know, obviously injuries derailed his career, but how special was Grant when Grant was healthy?
We ain't got no time. Mm. We ain't got it. He was cold, man. It was like,
cold.
You know, because he was unselfish, man. He was like LeBron from the standpoint of he could handle the basketball. He would look to make plays for others, but he could score at will. He could, you know, couldn't really keep him in front of you. Off the bounce, he could go out and down in the post and play. And it was probably the only weakness that you probably would say about Grant was probably defensively, right? And then at the end of his career, he goes to Phoenix and he becomes a defensive stopper. Yeah. So, you know, when you look at his body of work, man, if he wouldn't have got hurt, and I think that played a big part of us kind of, I mean, we were on our way,
right.
You know what I'm saying? I think we were probably one of the best tandems in the league, you know, behind, you know, Scotty and MJ at the time.
Yeah, it would have been nice to see what Grant would have been able to do down in Orlando. Maybe the Magic, their fortunes would have been different. I got Grant Hill at number four, one of the most injury-prone stars ever. What's the next number?
Number three.
And let's go to the ice. Let's go to Philadelphia. Let's check in with Eric Lindros. I mean, wow. Concussions. How many of them? A recorded eight. Eight recorded concussions. This is one of the most hype prospects that the NHL has ever seen. In a shortened season, he won the Hart Trophy, best player, MVP, and then he started getting laid out. He had to call it quits in the year 2007. Back in 1998, that was the first reported concussion, and I'll never forget when New Jersey Devil Scott Stevens just sent him to the nether realm. Eric Lindros right now taking the time to, God bless him, still speak out about NHL players and their head issues. And he says that our players need to be protected more.
It can't be the discretion of the referee. I don't know how this is going to play out, but it's, thank God it's not in my hands. It's up to the competition committee to figure out. But what, you know, common sense would say that we shouldn't have headshots. But where are we on research? And if we're going to fix, if we're going to get right to the bottom of it, you got to have a strong base to build up. You're going to build a bridge. You can't just throw on the little insignia at the end and call it. Good luck with that. Why don't you go first? You want to build up strong from the base. And the way to do that, in my eyes, and many other people's eyes, talking with Dr. Mulder last week, is basic research, whether it be imaging or blood work, anything along those lines. Basic research is how you're going to get to know more and be able to be in a situation to address this problem.
Yeah, well, that's Eric Lindros talking to the Toronto Sun about headshots. And the NHL doesn't need any more of them. We'll tell that to Tkachuk from the Panthers. He's over here cracking people in the skull with his fist. Not the nicest of guys. I got Lindros at number three. Who's at number? Wait, what's the next number?
Number two.
Oh, yeah, on the countdown, two comes after three. Hey, it's the guy who's having Tommy John surgery. It's DeGrom. He inspired this list. He got $185 million coming his way, and over the past few seasons, his shoulder hurts, his forearm hurts, his elbow hurts, and now he has Tommy John, and the Texas Rangers are a bunch of suckers for giving him that money. And DeGrom, he has to live with the fact that he won't be able to earn that money, and he knows it. That's why he cried when he had to deliver the news last night.
You know, I went through this before, and you know, I know what it takes to get back. So that's the goal. Go out there, you know, rehab as the best I can and be around to help, you know, any way I can. You know, we got a special group here. And and to not be able to be out there and, you know, help them win, that it stinks. So this is what we love to do, but, you know, finding this out, coming here, wanting to be out there and helping the team, you know, it's a disappointment.
Yeah, not sustainable, right? Throwing 100 plus miles per hour, precision point, accuracy, and a 1.0 ERA. It's not sustainable. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, and we're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to hear from Nikola Jokic. Nikola Jokic just spoke to the media. Jimmy Butler had some additional words as well. And, yeah, we have one more name to share with you. He happens to be the most injury-prone star ever. The biggest case of what could have been. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move. More on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. How are you? You know, what I wanted to say was that I love your top six list. Those things are awesome. I don't call into radio stations, but this is the second time you've made me call in because I just love your list so much. It's fun to listen to.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. NBA Finals are done for tonight. Denver beats Miami 109-94. We'll hear from Nikola Jokic in a second, and then I will also share with you number one on my list of most injury-prone what-if stars ever. But before I get that, you know what? Let's get Jokic out of the way. He had a historic night for the Denver Nuggets. 32 points, 21 rebounds, 10 assists. So that part of the stat line, that triple-double, never been done by anyone in NBA history in the finals. A 30-20-10 game. The other historical element, that Jamal Murray has a triple-double of his own,
34 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. They are the first pair to ever average a 30-point or have a 30-point triple-double in NBA history. It doesn't matter if it's the regular season, the postseason, the finals. A 30-point triple-double by a pair of teammates has never, ever been done. And so Nikola Jokic, he just spoke to the media, and he was asked about this stat line. He didn't give a damn.
When you have a line that's never been accomplished before in finals history, what do you think of that?
To be honest, I just think it's a win, you know, because if you lose, nobody's going to even mention. I don't care. It's just a stat.
Oh, just the stats. It's just the wins. What are the wins? What do we win? How did we win? And that's all that matters. Good on him. I appreciate it. I like a guy who ain't out here saying, oh, I got triple doubles and paint. Did we win the game? That's all that matters. And he really doesn't seem to care. This is not an act. He does not give a damn. And I love it. I really do. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I also just gave you, and I'm getting ready to reveal to you, number one, I'm giving you a top six list of some of the most injury-prone stars ever. Impossible to fit everybody onto a top six list. I wanted to look at some individuals who were always hurt and attained success, and then make my way down to some dudes who are just big what-ifs, might have missed the boat on Hall of Fame all-time careers. Here, let me give you a recap before I give you numero uno. At number six, I gave you Bill Walton. At number five, I gave you Kawhi Leonard. At number four, I gave you Grant Hill. At number three, I gave you Eric Lindros. Unfortunately, 8 recorded concussions. I'm sure that there were many, many more. At number two, I gave you the man who is having Tommy John surgery, Mr. 1.0 ERA, 2-time Cy Young, future, Hall of Famer, Jacob DeGrom, and that leaves us here with this number right now.
Number one.
This is a huge what if, because I think this man was going to be one of the most dynamic point guards, and he was one of the most dynamic point guards that the NBA has ever seen. His game, so violent, his athleticism, so herky-jerky. He was such a supreme athlete. It didn't seem possible that it would last. And I'm referring to Derrick Rose. This man won an MVP. One of the most athletic freaks and scorers that the NBA has seen at the point guard position. Every time Derrick Rose would go to the basket, it seemed that he would be shot out of a cannon. Some of his highlight reels include two-hand slams attacking the basket, just violent. Like he wanted the whole world to know about it. And it looked like he was going to be able to take the Chicago Bulls back to prominence, especially after picking up an NBA MVP award in 2011, when he, by the way, just basically fell out of the womb. But since that MVP season, we know about everything that happened. 2012 playoffs, tore his ACL, missed the entire season, came back, tore his meniscus, missed the rest of that season, knee injuries on and on and on. Broke his face at one time and tore the meniscus in his knee again. And I can go on, but I will not. But somehow, some way, he's still been able to go out and have a serviceable career as a backup, as a point guard, as a mentor, as a do-it-all for the Cavs, for the Knicks, for the Wolves, for the Pistons. He didn't play this past season, really, for the Knicks. Didn't complain. Showed up, helped Jalen Brunson and everybody else. Didn't say a peep. It's admirable what Derrick Rose has been able to do. And he is one of the biggest what-ifs for a dude who actually did climb the top of the mountaintop. And I think the Bulls would have been there if he never got hurt. Paul George, on his own podcast,
He talked about how great Derrick Rose was before the injuries.
I remember the playoffs, like, we're going over schemes, matchups, who's guarding who, and they like, all right, P, you got D. Rose. Wait, what? I just started playing.
And it's your first playoff.
Like, y'all trust me guarding the MVP? So I'm like, all right, bet. Like, I'll take the challenge. It was crazy, like, matching up with him and seeing him in front of me. Because I'm not going to lie, like, that year, bro, he was untouchable. And I felt I played good against him, and I look at the box score, 40. Damn, I thought I was on this today. That series took me deep into my career in terms of like, all right, if I can guard him, I can match up with anybody. I've never seen anybody else other than Ja. I've never seen anybody else that had that ability. He just had ability to just off a trampoline and just, he'll punch that motherfucker on you too.
Oh yeah, came down two hands with the hammer. And you want to talk about John Morant and the explosiveness? Well, how about Derrick Rose had a better handle and Derrick Rose was stronger? He was a freak. He was a beast. I mean, we can go down an entire long list of athletes, whether it's in the NBA or Major League Baseball. It's impossible to fit it in six. I just wanted to share some with you. It's impossible. I know Derrick Rose. He's one of the biggest what-ifs from an injury perspective. Someone who actually did climb the mountaintop and have success and fall off. Similar to a Jacob DeGrom. We know Hall of Fame, championships, it would have been right in front of him. But it's not for everybody. It's not for everybody. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to take some of your calls on the other side of the break. You know what? Not even some. I'm going to take a whole hell of a lot of your calls on the other side of the break. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, you know what? We'll also hear from Jamal Murray. He's the other nugget who had a triple-double. We got a lot to do.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. You have a great show. I listen to you on my midnight shift every night.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. NBA Finals still rolling on. It's not safe to put a fork in the heat now, is it? I guess we got to wait a little while. Just a little bit. Anyway, Nikola Jokic, I told you, he's not the only dude who ran around and got a triple-double tonight, a historic one. Jamal Murray poured in his own triple-double as well, 34 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists. And he spoke to the media. And Jamal Murray said, yeah, after I had 18 points in game two, I needed to come out here and do better.
I felt like I didn't bring the intensity that the moment called for. And even though I didn't play terrible, I felt like I could have done a lot more. And, you know, most people that have watched the Nuggets play, you know, when I have a game like that, you know, I'm most likely going to bounce back.
Right, here we go. Now we have to wait until Friday for game four. And if the Miami Heat win that game, then all of a sudden all the other Miami Heat fans that have just kind of said, oh, you doubted us, they will be back out of the woodwork. They're saying absolutely nothing tonight. And let's see what happens, because if Denver goes up 3-1, it's curtains. We know that. Hey, I'll be live on the radio here on Friday, so we can go ahead and find out together. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It is Wednesday night into Thursday morning, which means I also just gave you a top six list. We took a look at some of the most injury-prone stars, some of the biggest what-ifs that the sports world has ever seen. At number one, I gave you Derrick Rose. What is also so unfortunate about his scenario is We saw him have success. We saw him be an MVP. We saw him lead the Bulls to the postseason. And then, unfortunately, we saw his knees and every part of his lower body just give out over time. I got Rosen number one. It's impossible to fit six athletes into the injury-prone category. I had Walton at six. I had Kawhi at five. Grant Hill at four. Eric Lindros at three. DeGrom at two. And Rose at one. Let's go to Tony from Washington, D.C. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, my man. How you doing, sir?
Very well, man. Go ahead.
I think you got to look at a couple other guys. You left out Penny Hardaway. You left out Sam Bowie, even though he wasn't a star coming out of Kentucky. He was hyped to be one of the top players ever. And then my man Greg Oden, who was hurt more than Keith Sweat and Barry White combined, man. He stayed hurt. But yeah. Not superstars, but guys that came out high in the draft, hyped. But Penny, of course, I think him and Shaq would have been a nice duo had they stayed together and he was healthy. He was the next big point guard that I believe in, that kind of like the ilk of Magic Johnson, but could do a little bit more. But I thought Penny Hardaway should have been on that list.
Okay. Thank you, Tony, for calling from Washington. Joe's calling from San Diego. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, how you been, miss?
I'm excellent. I'm here. What's up?
Yeah, listen, Chef said superstar, so initially I had Jimmy Garoppolo, but I can't put him on there because he's not a superstar. So I opted out and I changed it. I got to go with, because his career was so short, he ended up in the Hall of Fame. I'm a Raider fan, and I respected him, but I didn't like him because he was on the Denver Broncos. That was Terrell Davis. A very short career. His numbers don't compare to a lot of the running backs ahead of him because, obviously, he didn't have that many years. But he was a phenomenal, phenomenal running back for the short time that he did play. Bill Walton, I would have had way higher up on the list. Only, no disrespect to you, but the guy only played like about 400 games in the NBA. And the only season where he played 82 games, he was the sixth man of the year with the Boston Celtics. He had like two or three years, I believe, where he didn't play.
Yes, he missed three seasons. The reason why I had him at number six is because, little known to most people, he was someone who, like Derrick Rose, won an NBA MVP. He was a Finals MVP, and he was able to go out there and accomplish a lot despite missing multiple seasons.
Yeah, but, you know, he also was he had foot problems even when he was in high school. He won his final 59 games in high school and then his first 60 at UCLA. So, I mean, 119 wins in a row. And he dealt with foot problems with UCLA.
Two-time college player of the year. Yeah, he was killing it out there with Wooden. And so that's why I didn't slap him further up on the list, because Bill Walton is less of a what-if. We saw what he did, and despite missing multiple seasons, he had a successful career, man. That's why I had him at six.
Yeah. No, I mean, Joe,
I got other callers here, Joe.
Okay, no worries, man. Have a good night.
Thank you. I appreciate you. I can't talk to you for 4 minutes, brother. 855-212-4CBS. Arthur, caller from Mississippi.
What's going on, man?
How are you? Go ahead.
Oh, man, I got Penny Hardaway, man. He was a cold cat, man. Cold. I wish him and Shaq would stay together. Wish he would have stayed healthy. You know, got a couple rings, but, you know, it is what it is. But, I mean, hey, it had some great games, though.
Yeah, it would have been interesting to see if they would have got that Michael Jordan guy out the way. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, Arthur.
All right.
No doubt about it. Russell is calling from Rochester. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, just two people. I think Rookie of the Year, Ben Simmons, was phenomenal, and I think it's a big what-if because whether you give validity to his mental health issues or not, it still remains a what-if. And then Peyton Manning, if Peyton never would have had that trapper shoulder throwing arm surgery,
Peyton
he
Manning?
Might still be playing today. So I think those are
Peyton,
two. That
whoa. Peyton Manning? Peyton
yeah.
Manning, one of the most injury-prone dudes ever, really? What?
Well, I would say, like, one of the biggest what-ifs. Cause if he,
no, bro. No. Well, anyway. No. Let's not even. No, that's just. I'm not even going to justify that with a full response. I got a question for you, Russell. Mm-hmm. Are you congested?
Yeah, the smoke and the smog. I'm in Rochester, so, like, we got it right. Pretty bad, the smoke and the smog, but I still got to get out here and get people where they're going, Uber and stuff. So,
Did the worst of it change? Like, is it, like, today it was red outside, right? It was, like, looked like Mars.
Yeah, well, from what I was reading, today was worse than yesterday in Rochester.
Oh, my God. Where were you when I was in Rochester?
I was in Rochester.
Okay, all right. Well,
I'm either in Rochester or Buffalo at any given night. But
okay.
Yeah, it's been pretty bad out here with the smog and stuff.
Okay, because man, I'm like, damn, man, you sound like you need something, man. You don't sound good. Well, you feel better, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Peyton Manning, a what if? What? Peyton Manning used up everything that he had. Have you seen him and his brother? Have you seen him and his brother just standing around? They are the most if you put the two Manning brothers and Jokic next to each other, you say, hey, these are some of the greatest athletes ever in their respective sports, you'd be like, what?
Only one more what if I can think of, JR.
With what, Peyton Manning?
No, if Tom Brady, because remember, he got hurt in 2008. He's like he's the other guy that I always say, what if?
Shep.
Yeah.
I don't even know what you're going to say.
No, that was just because Peyton Manning, he had his entire career. He was hurt just one time, and that was that neck surgery when he had the four neck surgeries. That's it.
Yeah, he got a giant scar in the back to remind him of it.
And he came back and then won an MVP, so.
Yeah, so I'm like, what are we doing here? What if? Peyton Manning, what if? No, I think I've seen enough of him. I think I'm very familiar with Peyton Manning and what he did and his Hall of Fame career and one of the greatest quarterback careers that a human being can ever have. So I don't think there's too many injuries that made his career a what if. I don't think so. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'll tell you what does have a what if. Live Golf. Rory McIlroy talked about it. Lionel Messi, there is no what if. We know exactly where he's going to play. And me, if you're asking me, I don't think there's a what if about who's going to win the NBA championship. I think it's the Nuggets. I've been saying that before the finals. Where are the Heat callers at? Call me up, Miami. Call me, please. Talk to me. I'm here for one more hour. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side. And yes, we'll hear from Rory McIlroy. We'll talk about Chris Paul. We'll talk more finals here on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.